Hi, this is The Heels.
You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast
with our friend Kim Sear.
Like a crumpled piece of paper, we can try to smooth out later, but it's never the same. No, it's never the same. Could work to rebuild forever what took years to grow together and seconds to break, but it's never the same. All the kingdoms of aching hearts still trying to find out how it started to collapse. Now there's no going back. It's bright. Different eyes when believing wasn't compromised by the game, leveraged with blame. All the innocence was robbed, replaced with doubt and second thoughts to collapse.
You just heard the brand new single, Trust, by award-winning country trio, The Heels. Continuing to build on the momentum, The Heels released Hush Money, which ranked over 1 million views on TikTok and reached number 1 in France, number 6 in Ireland, number 10 in Belgium, and 13 in the UK on the iTunes charts. The Heels are now working on their new upcoming album that has sound healing frequencies layered into every track. Such a unique story that I cannot wait to have them share with us all. And they even have a new genre that they have been creating with mainstream sounding music, but with the healing elements deep within it. Here to talk about their new single and the upcoming third album is Bobby Smith, Kyla Rollins, and Brittany Fiddler from the award-winning country trio, The Heels. Hi.
Good.
Yay. Well, we have everybody. This is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice to hear you guys again. I miss you guys.
Nice to hear you.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Brittany, you had your baby, I think, since... You had Paige since you were pregnant with Paige, I think, when I had you on the show last time.
You just turned one.
Oh, that's crazy. Time flies.
Yeah, it does.
Wow. So you and Anthony must be on cloud 9 with spring coming. And I love all the pictures.
Yeah, it's fun.
She is so darn adorable. How big is she? She's What size is she fitting into now?
She's a little bit petite for her age, so she's fitting the 12 months though.
Okay, so that's not too bad. I love her little face. She's got a nice little round face.
She's so cute.
Someone
actually messaged me the other day and was like, I don't know her very well. And she messaged me. She's like, out of all my friends who have babies, your baby has my favorite face.
Well, my son was a preemie, and he, my mom used to tell me all the time, because she had like 40 foster children. So she used to say, make sure you roll the baby every single night on different sides so the head's nicely shaped. And I don't know if that worked or not, but that's what I did. And he had a tiny little round face, just like your daughter.
Oh, my gosh. People always talk about this, the head shape. Mm-hmm. I had a C-section, so the head didn't get all smushed.
Mm-hmm. I love watching the stages, the different stages. So she's going to be walking soon.
Yeah.
It won't take long. She'll be crawling.
She's already walking, isn't she? She's taking steps now. She's not like fully walking, but she takes steps.
So their hands get into everything. And once she's at eye level for different shelves, it all changes.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun. So much fun. Oh, congratulations to you both, because she, you know, as long as everybody's healthy, and it's just such a wonderful gift in life.
Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful gift. Now, I think last time it was catch and release, I think, when I had you on the show last time. So, Bobby, tell us a little bit about Hush Money, the song that, you know, this one racked up over 1 million views on TikTok. And you guys also got to perform it on the Josie Awards stage. That's a big deal. Big deal.
Yes. Yeah, it was really, the success of this song has just been so surprising. Initially, it wasn't even a song that we released to radio. We still talk about maybe the potential of it at radio, just because of the success that it's had on TikTok and on the different charts on iTunes across the world. It just seems to be a song that really resonates with people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we put it out and we just put some videos up on TikTok. We were basically just learning TikTok, and the way we were learning it was just adding as many videos as we could every day and seeing what people liked. And they just happened to really like this song. And yeah, it's been a really cool way of looking at like that platform, the way that people make their own videos of your song. Mm-hmm. There's so many to that song of people like feeling sexy and singing mouthing the lyrics or singing the lyrics. And yeah, it's really cool.
It's very cool. TikTok is something I have to get used to too, but it really gives a platform, you know, for people to make their own videos. How was that, just being able to see the different storylines and things that people were coming up with, Bobby?
Yeah, that was like mind-blowing, really. Like it's just so cool to see people just put your song to their day-to-day life, like for example in a story, but this was people lip-syncing along and with costumes, or you know, with their own dances. Some people had puppets. like it was just really funny. Like, and some people, they did, like, it was funny because it was a whole different, you know, levels of how much time people put in to really learn the words versus people who didn't really learn the words at all, but they still posted. We were like, this is really cool.
Well, you see families too get involved, where you're seeing the parents up dancing with the kids, and it's just like, it's such an interactive platform. It's just so cool. Really cool.
Yeah, and the communities you can connect with too. We've connected with some really like important communities on there too, around the world.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because this song did really well in, was it France as well as, there's quite a few, Belgium, quite a few places that this one did really well, right?
Yeah, in the top 10.
Nice. Yeah.
Ireland.
Well, France, it was number one. Ireland was, I think, number six. Belgium was 10, and then in the UK, 13.
13, yeah.
That's awesome on the iTunes charts. That's really, really cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that's really cool too, because it shows, like, those are charts not really based on, like, obviously Billboard charts are amazing as well, but a lot of that is based on sort of corporate decisions and certain people choosing to play your song. But the iTunes charts are really showing you what people, like what the consumers are downloading. So that was really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the landscape for how people listen to music has really taken off, and the fans have so much weight in that, and obviously where the radio stations and the corporate world, things like that you're talking about there, it's nice to see so many artists being able to come up and get on to radio because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah. So, Kyla, tell us about the exciting news. I was so excited for you guys when I saw that you guys were going to be on the Josie Award stage. And then Grand Ole Opry. Holy cow.
Yes, it was a complete dream come true for all of us. I feel like it hasn't even really hit me. Even now, I think back, like, did that even really happen? I go back and see pictures. I'm like, yes, for sure. Like, sometimes it just feels like such a dream. And we can't wait to come back and go back to Nashville, go back and sing on the stage again, and just be doing what we are, all three of us, are meant to be doing every day, and sharing all of our creativities with the world.
It is so nice to see. And you guys won. You guys also won for the country group of the year. So that's pretty spectacular to be able to go and perform, and to get that call must have been unbelievably inspiring to all of you.
Totally. We were actually backstage still because we had just finished performing, and we were just like coming down from the performance, and then our name was called, and just hearing the Heels, we came out. We were like, I could just, it was one of the biggest highs I think I've ever personally felt. And it's still, our managers were backstage with us, which was also really, really cool part of the whole thing, because we're such a tight-knit family. So
that is awesome, because that's one stage everybody dreams to get to. And when it happens, it's just such a surreal moment with all the hard work. Because you guys, when I look at your career and what music means to you, and always having the inspiring, healing aspect of your writing, it's always been at the forefront, and wanting to make a difference with your music, and hearing that the harmonies, the way that you guys have built your group and the friendship between all of you, it's just a beautiful thing to watch. Very rare.
Thank you.
See something like that.
It feels magical every day.
I love it. Yeah. I love the sound. And you guys there's something really different with your sound right now with this new music.
Oh, thank you. It's next level healing.
I love it, because it's got something, it's hard to explain, but it brings the harmonies it's so special. I don't know if you're mixing the sound at the same time. We're going to have to dig into all that, but we got to make sure we're playing Hush Money. We got to play Hush Money right now, because this one, you know, is just such a fan favorite right now. We're going to play it right now. Here is Hush Money by award-winning country trio, The Heels, here on Music's Journey.
Hard to get. Baby, tell me please. I said, how much hush money?
That was Hush Money by my very special guest. This is the award-winning country trio, The Heels. The song that went viral for this trio on TikTok with over 1 million views. Such a sassy, sexy, feel-good tune. Don't forget you can download Hush Money on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist, share it, and request it at your favorite local country radio station. That song really kind of set a different stage for you guys. And I think just reaching new audiences with TikTok, it's amazing how many people are really getting noticed on that platform. Tell us about the challenges that you guys have faced on this journey and what lessons that you've learned along the way, Bobby.
I would say, you know, the music industry is really changing. So being adaptable is something that we've always tried to do. And I think as a group, it's a lot easier to go through the ups and downs of music because there's certainly all the highs like we're talking about. And then there's those kind of times in between where things are quieter. You're doing a lot of work behind the scenes, like grant writing, and it's kind of the time that we're in right now. And you got to stay motivated and excited to kind of keep those vibes going and keep the momentum flowing. Mm-hmm. And I think we find that inspiration and motivation together. We do weekly calls twice a week. We talk every day through text messaging, but we recently just started doing voice calls just to keep motivated and keep on track of where we want to be. And we do one at the beginning of the week and one at the end of the week. So we really try to structure this like a business. Mm-hmm. to keep things flowing. And then I would say, like, the industry itself, the challenges for women are things that women are now talking a lot about, and finding that support at radio and at festivals. And when you look at how many names on the bill are women versus men, and I think that is changing as well. But it's really nice to be able to be sort of breaking some of these barriers together.
I think so, when you're talking about the business aspect of it, because I think that's something that all of you have collectively done together and learning every aspect of this business. And I think that's such an important lesson when it comes to artists that want to do this and dive into the music industry, because you have to. You got to know the marketing, the branding. You have to know the grants is a big deal, you know, to get your music out there, because it's a financial burden. A huge financial burden just to make a single and book that time in the studio, the writing, the cost for you to travel to do that, you know, your radio tours. There's so much involved in making music today that the labels just don't do anymore, right?
Yeah, and it's like you want to compete at the level of the artistry that you aspire to be at. So you really have to invest the same amount of time and money and professionalism as those artists that are signed to labels.
Mm-hmm. Do you notice, Brittany, that the female country artists have really inspired over in Germany and over in the UK and Sweden? All of those locations out there absolutely love female artists.
You know, we have connected with a few over there, and I definitely have noticed the amount of females. Like when we connect with, say, like radio hosts over there, or podcasts, or different country music associations over there, and they recommend people to work with and stuff. There's so many females that all just want to support each other, and it's really nice to see.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with Australia too. There's a lot going on over there too when it comes to really accepting and welcoming Canadian artists. I know a lot of Canadians are being so encouraged to go over there, and we got such a huge listening audience over there. I know that I do with this. Every time I put on a female artist, I get flooded with questions. And it's just incredible the difference that you get. And people are just really intrigued and I think inspired and empowered watching women hit the podium. And we have so many incredible Canadian female artists.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Talk about what the challenges that you guys have faced and whether or not that bond that you have together that helps you guys to be able to get through all this?
For sure. Every day, like what Bobby was saying, we call each other twice a week now. Just we treat it like a business, but it is also a team effort and a family effort. Like if we feel like sisters, and we say that a lot. We are actually like that in real life. It's not just something that we post photos of online or social media. It's the real deal. We know each other's we know pretty much more about each other than a lot of people know about us. We talk to each other about text messaging at least 100 times a day, not lying.
And, way more.
Yeah. Sisters for sure.
So what you see is a reality. It's not, we have nothing really to hide. We are really genuine, authentic, friendship. It's all real. And that is what gets us through any type of challenge that comes up in this industry, because it is a hard industry. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, I mean, when we were all solo artists before we came together as The Heels, we also dealt with the same similar issues, but it's so much easier in a group and in a loving group like this. Mm-hmm. And we do stand behind our name, The Heels, and we haven't changed that from when we developed the band at the beginning, and it's even stronger now.
It's nice. I absolutely love the empowering messages that you guys put forward. I know you've inspired me at times when I've really needed it. And your songs and your lyrics.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're
that's why we do it.
I'm so glad you do. What advice would you give, Kyla, for anybody that's starting out in this business right now and want to chase this dream, knowing what you guys have learned along the way?
Never giving up, for sure. Every day waking up with gratitude and just don't quit. Just don't stop. Try anything and everything you can and stand behind your word. Hold yourself accountable if nobody else is going to. Mm. And show up. Just show up and you'll see results. You have to.
Yeah, that's actually really cool that you said that, because a lot of the people lose momentum, or if they get a couple no's and they're just not used to what it's going to take to do this job, and having mm-hmm. that tough skin, but having that sisterhood as well with you, it helps you to be able to go yeah. through that emotional up and down, because it's always there.
Yeah,
it's never going to sure. change, right? Who's the one? No. Mm-hmm. Who's the one female artist that you guys look up to, a trailblazer that really helped to inspire you guys to do what you do? Tell us about that, Brittany.
I would say, or all three of us would be Shania, mm. Dolly Parton. I think those two really stand out to us. We love that they kind of push boundaries, and they're loud and they're proud, and they always have very interesting lyrics and costumes, and they're all about female empowerment too, but also like the men, and you know, it's a really nice feel we find with, mm-hmm. with both of them. So I feel like they really inspire us, and it's something that we definitely aspire to be
I know with Dolly, just the way that she talks about music over the years and her documentary, things that you've watched in her own story, it's actually really cool to see that she just didn't care what anybody thought about mm-hmm. her lyrics and her songwriting. She wrote because it's what she felt in the moment, and she stood by every single word, no matter what happened. Pretty inspiring lady.
Yeah, and we're kind of the same that way. We understand that there are certain boxes for certain things to write towards, but mm-hmm. we really like colorful lyrics, and we write things that we would feel we feel true to ourselves. Mm-hmm. When we sing.
Very much, very much. Because it's everything that you guys are writing and recording are all relatable music yeah. with the emotions and the experience of heartbreak and self-discovery and emotional rebuilding, the empowerment, celebrating love and life, but loving yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love. Absolutely. 100%.
Thank you.
Tell us about the messages in the lyrics that are always like anthems for every single person out there. It doesn't matter what age group, but empowering one another and being able to face some of those really tough moments. But you guys deliver it in a way that is just so special. Tell us about that, Bobby.
Yeah, I think for us, we have gone through a lot together, but then also in our path before we got together. Mm-hmm. And we try to write what feels true to us, but also in a way that comforts us or comforts that person that we used to be. Sometimes we write songs that are sort of about a past experience with the wisdom that we have now and the love that we have now for ourselves that we wish we could have shown that person at that time, like who we were. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times our songs, we kind of evolve in our way of thinking, and it's kind of like we're writing a new version of a song that we had before, in a way, because you gain new perspective. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think for us, like with a lot of the like anthemic songs, like High Heels On, that song really stood out in a group of, Brittany brought it up, a group of women that discovered it on TikTok that were all survivors of physical and emotional abuse in different capacities. And it was just really like a neat experience to connect with women through our intention of that song and our experience of that song, but to find people that start to enjoy your artistry and your music based on that, not just, you know, a good vibing, you know, good sounding song, but on an actual personal experience, is just so much deeper than, you know, making music that sounds like top 40 radio. And not that we don't want to do that too, but we try to write things that feel good to us and move us. And that's what we want to do for other people too. So if it can sound like top 40 radio too, then that's awesome. But for us, it's more about just feeling something.
Life changing. That song was life changing to me, and it really helped me to do what I needed to do. And I'm so grateful, you know, when I started listening to that and talking to you guys and interviewing you guys, because it just reminded me of what I needed to be for myself. And I'm very grateful. I will always be grateful to you guys.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's a powerful song.
Definitely.
But you guys, I'm so grateful. So grateful. And I just hope you know how much your music means to so many of us. And I always look forward to every time you guys are doing something. Now, you girls are doing something really cool right now, and it's something that I can relate to. This third album, you're doing something very unique. Tell us about that, Brittany.
So the third album, we decided, so on our last album, we had one song where we incorporated some sound healing frequency. Mm-hmm. And that was really well received, and it felt really good to us. We wrote it about a like very emotional time that we wanted to bring like positivity and peace to the world. And this whole album we wrote up in the mountains of southeastern BC. Mm-hmm. And we were there because we were supposed to go down to Nashville and do a writing trip. We had a bunch of shows lined up, but then the world shut down for the second time. So we had to cancel that whole trip, and instead we went up into a cabin, and we wrote out all our feelings, and we worked with the Kootenai Sound Healing Center. So we went for a couple sessions with them. They did their sound healing treatments and everything on us, and then we learned a whole bunch about it. We already were kind of familiar with sound healing, but we learned even more, of course, and we're still learning. But we worked with them on all the songs on the whole upcoming album. So the whole album now is just filled with like gongs and tuning forks and different frequencies that connect with the song and also connect with people on a vibrational level for different healing aspects.
I think it's so,
so
cool.
So when you listen to our songs, it's kind of really embedded within the song. So you're not going to be listening to a sound healing session. When you listen to the songs, it's like mainstream music that has sound healing frequencies embedded within it. So kind of doing two jobs at once.
Very, very cool, because there's so much research that shows how people can fight just depression and, you know, so many different mental illnesses when it comes to just sound. People that have problems sleeping. And I think the more and more people are researching that, the more and more we can get away from people taking pills for things. And
for sure. We're
tuning
all about
in.
That. And,
yeah.
And it makes sense on a scientific level too. Mm-hmm. So it's a real thing.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like I've really dove into that the last 2 years, because I just would rather help myself in a healthy manner. Mm-hmm. And obviously with exercise and all the things that help you to mentally tune into yourself and feel better. But it's just looking into things that are just naturally healing. And that's just everything that I'm about right now. So it's just so cool. I was so excited when I heard that. Who brought that to the forefront? Who was that thought of this idea?
We had talked about it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. It was back in when we were with the IM.
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay. So we've been thinking about it for years. And then, like I said, we did it with one song on our last album. I don't know whose original idea it was. I think we just kind of thought about it all together and talked about it a lot. And then Bobby is connected with the Kootenai Sound Healing Center because it's up where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
So she is that connection there for this album.
That's so cool.
But also, I feel like we all listened to those frequencies before we started putting them into our music. So it was something that naturally, when we would either hang out or we would, you know, we would just sort of put them on in the background. So mm-hmm. it sort of just became something that we were, like exactly what you said, Kim, like it helps you, it's natural, it's healing. So why not just put it into music all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were doing at home. We'd be cleaning our houses or whatever we were doing with it on in the background and
getting work done. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look up this company. I'm going to have to look up this company. That's very cool.
Yeah.
They're really great. They have a beautiful gong temple right on the shores of Kootenai Lake.
And oh, wow.
The sound healer that did the work on the album, her name's QZ, and you can look her up under Sound Healing Goddess, and she played so many different like gongs, like Britt said, and singing bowls, and then Anthony just sort of put them in the song in a way that it can still be mainstream music, which is cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Is this new genre? Is this what you guys are talking about?
Yeah. It's kind of like we're making our own new genre of like spiritual country healing music.
Very cool. I love this. This is such a great idea. But I think people just need to be more educated and just let them know about it.
Yeah, it's probably becoming, I feel like there's more and more people becoming more aware of it, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But still, yeah, lots of education to be done, and we're hoping to make a little dent.
Well, I'm going to help you with that one. I love this. It's just such a cool idea. Talk to us about the work of heart. Very cool play on words for this one. So tell me about that one. Kyla, tell me about that.
Yeah, sure. We, like Brittany said, we nestled away in close to where Bobby currently lives. In Nelson, BC, and we decided to make a negative into a positive, and we started writing this album, and Work of Heart came about with one of our co-writers that we write often with, Megan Barker.
Mm.
Anthony Fiddler was, of course, there with us, so we sat around and we're like, you know, what are we going to write today? And then Megan came up with the idea with the name Work of Heart. She had it, she said, in her files for quite some time, but she just felt that it was meant for the heels. So mm-hmm. she brought it forward, and I feel like we immediately, I think I screamed, or one of us screamed in excitement, and we just knew that was the album title, like right then and there. I was like, that's the title. And anyways,
nice.
That it became what it is just right there in that room into this beautiful work of heart. It's the play on words, work of art, work of heart, and the whole motivation behind it was speaking of the contrast in life and the good and the bad and in mm-hmm. the lines and out of the lines, like a piece of art, and finding the beauty in all aspects of the contrast.
Allowing yourself to be vulnerable and being able mm-hmm. to see and open to the connections and uplifting in a positive way. Such a cool.
Yes, you get it. See?
I do. I get you guys 100%. I love this one. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with my very special guest, country trio, The Heels, here on Music's Journey. We are back. I am Kim Sear, and you are listening to The Music's Journey Show. And I am chatting with my very special guest, country trio, The Heels. We are going to play it right now. Here is Work of Heart, the lead title off their new album, their upcoming new album for award-winning country trio, The Heels, here on Music's Journey.
Waking me from worries, the found me in my sleep. Relief and realization that I was only dreaming, but grateful for nightmares so I can see. To feel worthless, tracing picture perfect. There's magic in the learning.
That was the new single, the title track for the beautiful ballad Work of Heart by my very special guest, The Heels, the first single off their upcoming album that is set to release later this year. Don't forget you can download Work of Heart on all your streaming platforms and you can add it to your playlist and share it. You can also request it at your favorite local country radio station. There is somebody that I played this for this morning and she's out in BC right now and she's going through a lot, and she's just a very spiritual person. And when she heard this, she was pulling a party tonight for all these women she was inviting over and friends. So it's not just females, a bunch of people, and they were going to be celebrating you guys today. So they're going to send me some photos so I can send them out to you.
Cool.
Yeah. So they absolutely loved it. They hadn't heard of you guys yet. And so it was just, I know she's new to the area too, because I think she just moved from the UK. And, but yeah, it was just so much fun to hear the excitement for her and how healing this was. So you guys are just changing lives everywhere. You really are. Tell us about the album, the upcoming album. Do you know when it's going to be coming out this year, Brittany?
We don't have an exact date. We talk about it all the time. We're working on release strategies like we were talking about before earlier, where it's like this, there's so much more than just releasing music. So we're working through release strategies and comparing things. So anyways, later this year, maybe after the summer, maybe.
Are you going to do some album cuts from it? More album cuts?
Yeah.
Okay. So any idea when they might be coming? I'm going to pull it from you guys, Bobby.
We don't, again, have exact dates, but the next single we'll be releasing very soon.
Nice, nice. So you guys have to promise you're going to be coming back on the show to share some more new music, and we'll make sure we get it out there to everybody, since the show has picked up. This show has picked up so much. I've just been so pleased with everybody that listens to this show all over the world. So we've been very, very fortunate. And so we can just get to spread all this amazing new music that you guys have. It's very cool.
Awesome. Yes, we'd love to come back.
Tell us about the upcoming tours that you guys have got, like upcoming dates that you're going to be performing, Kyla.
Well, we have planned for Texas, so we are going to be spending quite a lot of time down south, back to Nashville, and we're hoping to do, you know, more Canada dates. Of course, we do have some in the books which are not announced yet, so it's kind of top secret at the moment. But we do have a huge plan for a lot of shows this year, so very exciting.
Are you going to be in Ontario?
Possibly. You'll be the
She's
first
going,
to
Kim,
know.
I can't tell you. I just want to give you guys a hug and do a live interview. It would be awesome.
I know.
That would be so cool.
You'll be the first to know, though, for sure.
That is awesome. I cannot wait. Well, congratulations on this new single. It is beautiful. It's such an amazing ballad, and I'm so glad you guys released it. I'm so excited about this new journey with all this healing power. And yeah, you guys are amazing. And I think you know that, at least from, I'm going to keep reminding you. How's that? Thank you guys for coming on the show. I always look forward to having you, and we will be talking to you guys very soon. Big hugs to you all.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
You guys take care. We'll talk to you really soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
A great big thank you to my very special guests, award-winning country trio, The Heels, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Kadu, Madeline Merlot, Tim Hicks, Brian John Harwood. Jake Hoot, the winner of The Voice, is back with another very special song. I've got Devin Cooper, David James, Shantaya, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel, Anthony Tulo, Rock Icons Lighthouse, Rock Icons The Stampeders, Griffin Palmer, Ty Wilson, Rock Band Harm and Ease, The Prairie States, Dan Davidson, Annika, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all my shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful evening. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.